I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Want to get a good pulse on the upcoming Winter Olympics in Russia? Listen to what the head of the International Olympic Committee had to say today. IOC President Thomas Bach said that despite explicit terror threats, he has full confidence in the Russian authorities to keep everyone safe. He also talked about keeping politics out of the games and about the $50 billion price tag that Russia has paid to host these Olympics in Sochi. Not much room there to talk about sports, huh? We begin our coverage today with the world's Julia Barton in Sochi. She says she's noticed many changes there since her last visit 2 years ago.
The character of the town is still essentially the same. You know, there's palm trees. It's pretty temperate all year round. And that's unusual for Russia. And it's by the coast of the Black Sea. It's a place to go and, you know, have a vacation. But just a colossal amount of building has taken place in the last 2 years. There's just high rises everywhere you look. And the most disturbing thing about most of these high rises or, you know, apartment rental buildings is that they're standing there empty. They don't have any windows at all, or there's some windows missing. There's just such a huge amount of empty real estate here that you're just wondering, how is it ever going to get even halfway filled? This guy who was driving us around today said that, you know, what Sochi's new nickname is the graveyard of real estate, or the real estate graveyard.
Will they be at all occupied when the games begin, or is this just kind of, this is a beautiful city and here's the proof that it's a beautiful city?
Well, if they're going to be occupied, they might want to put some windows on them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? I mean, and the thing is, like, those are speculative private real estate things. They may have to do with a shady economy. They may be empty because they were built on unstable ground illegally. There's all kinds of reasons why places are empty here in Sochi. But there are also, you know, brand name hotels. Like, I'm staying right next to the Hyatt Sochi, which, you know, I looked online, is supposed to open in December. It is not done. They are working 24 hours a day.
So, Julia, a bit of explanation for our listeners who are hearing some noises in the background. You're not at, like, the mm-hmm. Olympic Press Center. You're in a coffee shop at a kind of Soviet-era quaint hotel, one star, that you're staying in.
I actually love this place because it's the kind of place that people came to Sochi, you know, to stay at because it was affordable compared to the other places in Sochi, which are like $200 a night up to, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 a night.
Wow.
This place is $50. And it's the kind of place that people would come to in the Soviet times just to have an affordable vacation. Breakfast is included in this big banquet hall. The doors haven't been changed since Stalin's time. And a lot of the sanatoriums and that kind of thing, those are what people loved about Sochi in the Soviet times. You know, the really heavy built Soviet stuff is never going to be built again. And once it's gone forever.
Yeah, what do the locals in Sochi have to say about these changes? Are they upset that that unique flavor is disappearing?
Yeah, there's some things that people are really sad about. This guy that I'm working with who grew up here, he's really sad that there was a cinema downtown called Sputnik. And it was a place where, you know, everybody saw the movies. Everybody has a memory related to that place. And he says it was torn down for some kind of shopping complex. And then they found out that, you know, that you can't build anything heavier on that site because of the unstable ground where it was. And so there's kind of nothing there now. And this kind of story, this sad story, is repeated a lot in Sochi. And so people are sad. I mean, at the same time, there's so much work here. It's insane. And especially if you speak English. If you speak English, you are gold right now in Sochi. This is not an international destination, especially for English speakers. I did a little experiment where I turned off my Russian and I forced myself to go up to people and speak English. And it was really uncomfortable for all of us. You know, and I went to people who, you know, by all rights, kind of should have a few phrases in their back pocket, you know, like a guy at a newsstand, you know, like in the main part of town who would be interacting with foreigners very soon. And it kind of freaked them out that I was speaking English to them. Now, once you get to the places like the ticket booths at the trains that go to the Olympic facilities, people do speak English. It's still a bit of a struggle for them, but you can, you know. So, you know, there will be English speakers around. And actually, the mood in the city is kind of excited and anticipatory. And when I did, you know, go out of my way to speak English to people, they were super friendly and super accommodating. And you get the sense from abroad that everybody's grumpy about all this, but people seem like very excited and very eager to have guests here and to show off their city.
Reporter Julia Barton speaking with us from Sochi. Julia, enjoy the hotel.
Thank you. I do very much.
the world's Julia Barton in Sochi. You can see her pictures of how the city is preparing for the Olympics. We have a slideshow at PRI.org.